Hello, everybody. I would like to welcome you all to the Transcontinental Project, an experiment where a Brit
and a Texan come together to talk about whatever the hell we want.
We're your hosts, Luke Birch and
Sensible Sam. Now, you know the drills, baby. Nothing is off limits on this podcast, so if you're under the age of 18, get the fuck out of here. And the rest of you, enjoy the show.
How are you doing today?
And the rest of you. Oh, fucking shit. Hold on. That was pulling a dirk. No, I'm just joking. I had my volume on.
Yeah, I realized.
That just happened. That is so weird, though. I wonder why that just happened at the very last second. Did it echo? Was it bad?
For like a very brief second, it's fine.
Right at the very end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking weird. Sorry. Yeah, I'm you know, hanging in there, Luke. Yeah, a little under the weather still. But happy to be on air with you. We weren't here last week and I was missing everybody's butt, so thank you, everybody, for joining us a little earlier than usual. Again.
So
we've got
to just to get us going. Do you want to let us know who's up in the chat?
Yeah, that's exactly. You read my mind. Thank you guys for joining us. First off, we have Cheese. What up, Cheese?
Hey, Cheese.
Thank you for joining us. And we also have BFK up in the house. Bit face killer.
Hey, BFK. Long time no see, pal. Nice to have you back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We also have Mojo in the house. Hola, Mojo. Thank you for joining.
What up, Mojo?
We also have G-Wiz. And if you heard our theme song, that's the beautiful, brilliant motherfucker that did it.
And
thank you very much, G.
And if you want to hear it, there's only two places you can hear it. That is live on Mixlr or on the Mixlr showreel.
That's it, bitches. It's an exclusive party theme, so get your ass up in here. We also have Sir Dirk. What up, Dirk? Hey, wow. That toad, I was expecting to have more words behind that.
Hey, Dirk.
Hey, Dirk. I like it. I like it. Hola, Scott. Thank you for joining us, babe. Really appreciate you being here, doll.
Hey, Scott.
And then we've got my favoriteest employee in the whole entire world. Well, my only employee, Miss Lucy Birch. Thank you for joining me, mija. You can't stay too long because you got to go finish up, you know, whose house. So I got clients lined up, lady. Coronavirus doesn't wait for us. Got to make that money.
Yeah, I'm not even going to say hello there.
I was waiting for you to be nice and cordial. We have an elsewhere. Hey, elsewhere, sign on up. It's free, like my friend G said. There's no cost to sign up. Just sign up, get yourself a free account, and come and chit chat with us. It's fun.
Yeah, it only costs if you want to broadcast.
And you know what? It's not even that expensive if you want to broadcast. I think these are one of the best and economically priced platforms for what you get. So
to do 3 hours a day, it costs $9.99 a month.
That's not bad at all, especially if you broadcast quite a bit. And for 3 hours, I mean, some of these places only give you 15, 20 minutes of broadcast time, so that's pretty cool. Oh, look.
Yay, she's gone.
sorry if I'm a little laggy today. My brain is going to be buffering most of the night. So there will be some lags and delay in my speech and perhaps my thinking. So bear with me, everybody. bear the hell with me. So how are you doing tonight, Luke?
How? I asked you this question on the pre-show call, but I'm going to ask it so people in the chat can hear. How the fuck does an introvert get cabin fever and go stir crazy? How the fuck did that happen?
Dude, it's like that was such a good question, and believe it or not, I'm partially introverted myself. Now the thing is when you want to do it, like, it's all cool shit, you know what I mean? But when you're forced to do it and you have no other option, I think that's what it is. I think that's what pissed me off. It would be like, what? I can't get out. I can't go out. Even though I spend 7 days a week probably under my covers. You know what I mean? No, that's not true. But if I could, probably. But not given the option, it pisses you off. Then you got to be like, I'm a social butterfly. You must release me. I must go fly and do stuff. And then the quarantine will be over. Then you're like,
Fuck it. I'll do it tomorrow.
That is so odd. I mean, kid, but isn't it weird how that shit happens? It's like, you know, people are absolutely enjoying being introverts and staying home, but then the minute they tell you you can't fucking leave the goddamn house, now you're a social butterfly. So it's just
in like the week or two leading up to this country going into lockdown, I was joking, oh, can we just hurry up and go into lockdown? That's going to be an introvert's wet dream. Then it happened, and now I'm like, fuck, I need some fresh air.
It turned out to be anti-Viagra's. Yep. It's fun at first, but then, of course, it gets to where it gets. I'm going to open a Coca-Cola. And so, me and the boys are used to being stuck at home all the time. We're homebodies. So it works out. But now that, and no, there is no me being stuck at home, because my boys provide vital services. So unfortunately, I'm still playing taxi to my boys. Because, you know, Adam works at the grocery store, so, and he's been deemed a first responder. And Critter, you know, works at the dental lab. So it's not even like there's any dental work coming in, though. But if somebody, you know, decides they're going to get a little too naughty in the bedroom and fuck up a bridge in their mouth or something, then I got to, you know, emergency to the rescue, and we got to, you know, build a bridge for them or something. But I thought I was looking forward to slowing down, actually, Luke. And it just didn't fucking happen. Everybody's like, I'm so bored at home. And I was like, I want to be home. I don't want to be out here.
Well, as you said, though, huge shout out to Adam and Critter for continuing to provide such vital services at such fucked up time. But
I'm so proud of them, Luke. Fucking Adam. Adam has been having shifts from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. straight, working 6-7 days a week. And HEB doesn't work you like that. They're very kind about how they work their employees. So I'm just proud of them. Super, super, duper proud of them that they're out there in the front lines doing, you know, doing what they got to do. So thank you for that, Luke. I am very proud of them. Let me see, same here, just besides Bamber, just so we're kind of... Oh, I was just checking out the Chizzy chat. I stayed inside and I done my jeans on. Oh, I see.
And to G saying Mixler logged me out and maybe signed back in again, yeah, that happens to me all the time.
Really?
Frequently.
Okay, so right now I'm looking at my Mixler and it says that G was hearted 2 hours ago. I still dealing with that shit, but it doesn't lock me out. That's awkward. That is so weird. Huh. That's weird. I've never had Mixler lock me out. It doesn't give me any notifications. So I have no idea when the hell anybody's live unless you tell me.
Yeah,
John should be paying you for that service, not charging you.
I've basically been notification. I've been the notification.
I should be sending you $10 a month for your services. Yeah, so I'm sorry, guys, if I miss y'all, but I've been a little under the weather. Like, I miss Scott and Rye. They went on the other day, and oh, man, I was in bed. So I was so bad that night. But I always go back and listen to, the show reels and stuff. And, yeah, Mojo, you were right. The lullaby episode, fucking perfect while relaxing in bed, listening back to that. So that was awesome. That's the Sativa Sunrise I was listening to. Let's see.
Speaking of Sativa Sunrise, do you want to get into...
Oh, the shouts! Let's tell that bitch to do the shout-outs. Okay.
Do you want to get us started?
Where is it at? I'm sorry, I was bringing it up. It's here. Okay. Wednesdays. Well, I don't even know the days. We're just going to shout out people.
Yeah.
Get in the Corner with you. You know our homeboys. Get to watch them. Follow them. Dirt Sheet Dudes and Hollywood Hangouts. Check them out. Wrestling Soup. Check them out. Also a good one. The Super Party After Soup. Part of the WNC network that is our umbrella network. Please check them out. You want to go on with the rest, Luke? Or the next ones?
Let me see if I can do this from memory.
Okay. Oh, I can do them all if you want. It's like a... It's a really tight list now. Tight.
Make sure to check out Metal Mitt carrying Gee Whiz That's Funny under wraps. As we mentioned, Sativa Sunrise and the High Marks.
Yes, sir. And also, don't forget about...
Give a listen to The Inhuman Experience with Bobby Blades and our boy Bobby Anthem.
Yep. And don't forget, along with the High Marks, they're also under the same... you have Under Wraps and also Sativa Sunrise. Did you say that? I'm sorry. I had a brain fart. I'm sorry, brain fart. And then you said Inhuman. Yeah.
Check out It's Pathetic.
Yeah.
With Scott and Rye Bread.
Two lovely peeps. And also a big old shout out, a big sloppy wet kiss. Well, not from Luke, but from me. Luke gives you a handshake. But to the former WTW champion, Dick Van Klondike. Are you balls deep? Because we are.
Mojo actually runs his own Mixlr now, where he's doing sort of Sativa Sunrise shorts or whatever.
Yes. So please follow Mojo's account as well for that.
And make sure to give a listen to. I don't know if it's still called Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, and Cincy Night.
Mm-hmm.
By our boy Dirk Lott.
Really good stuff, dude. He's so good on the mic, it's crazy.
For anyone who wants to hear a good stand-up comedian, you've got Chris Cope at Chris Cope Comedy.
And you can follow him on the Twitters. He's funny, and he's on the YouTubes, and just check him out. Oh, and then also, too, the most important part of the bunch... TCP. No, I'm just joking. It's not the Nah, but listen to us, booze. You'll find us on Twitter at T Continental Pro, Instagram at El Proyecto Conentinal. Did I just stutter? And on YouTube under the same thing, the Transcontinental Project. Jesus fucking Christ. Fucking just fucked up our own goddamn promo right there. Listen to TCP. Work a print the continental.
Yeah.
I'll teach you spinach. Oh my god, that's
I'll drink
horrible.
To that.
Now take a fucking swig of my Coca-Cola for that shit too. They always say liquor cures a cold. No, I don't have a cold. It just feels like a cold, but it's not a cold. I should have a shot to clear the sinuses. Or at least that's what my grandma used to say. Take a shot. It'll take away the toothache and it'll take away the sinus pressure. It sure does.
And we've been told by G. Dirk, host Dirk After Dark, Army of Darkness, and Cincy Nights.
So, Cincy Nasty.
Yeah.
Cincy Nasty? Like Cincinnati?
Yeah.
I mean, his total to 32 different shows. I was going to say, that's a lot of shows. I can barely figure one out, Dirk. You're the man, dude. I can barely handle this one.
But do you want to explain the title now, or do you want to leave that until later in the show?
No, let's do it. Oh, shut up, cheese. Cheese, shut up. Okay, sorry. I got him to chill out. Let me grab my box on air. Grab my box. So, I hope everybody turns their camera on because I'm about to open my box on air. Everybody got them all? Okay. Now I'm just joking. Let me let them catch up. Okay. So my best friend, of course, sends me a package. He sent it a couple days ago, and I've kind of been sitting on it. I've been sitting on my box because I've been sick and I haven't been able to, you know, because we like to be on camera because, you know, Luke likes to see my reaction, and I, you know, sometimes I'm a crybaby and stuff, and I like to show him my appreciation and stuff. So we always have our cameras on. I couldn't be on camera, so I decided I'd open my box wide here tonight in front of all of you. So I hope you guys have your cameras on because I'm opening my box. Hold on, let me see. I should have had planned this better. I'm cutting it with my deboler.
Sorry for putting so much tape on there.
No, I'm glad you did put a whole bunch of tape because I don't need these suckers stealing my precious items. This is a deboler, by the way. You clean out your pipe with it. It's sharp as a bitch. I just don't want to tear up that top part for some reason. Oh, y'all hear me rustling with my box? Oh, my box makes noises. Hold on. Oh, did you? Did you hear that box pop? Oh, man, my box is hard to open. Can you tell I'm having fun with these?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a note, but I don't know if that's for me or I should read it, or should I?
If you wish to read it, read it. If you wish to keep it private, keep it private. To be honest, I don't actually remember exactly what I wrote. I remember the general vibes, but I don't remember exactly what I wrote.
I know I still have my... I love this. This is just so... okay, so I'll give you a little taste of my box note. It says, "Hey, Sam. I said I was going to send this to you. Sorry it was a little later than I hoped. I just wanted to physically write again to thank you for everything you have done for me as a best friend. And I'm sure... What was it? Continue to do so in the future. No, I'm starting to tear up. Shut up. Water got in my eyes.
I'm sorry, my handwriting sucks.
I can see it. It's better than mine, believe it. I just wish I knew how to show you that same level of friendship. But I do try, so I hope you enjoy the flags anywhere is what is it? Another is to be a successful year and more for TCP. Here is to a successful year and more for TCP, but most of all, the truest friendship that I have ever had and could ever have. So truly, from the bottom of my heart, gracias, mi mejor amiga. Sincerely, my bestest friend in the entire world, Luke Birch. Oh my, that was so awesome. I love you so much. God damn it. Hold on, let me wipe my eyes out because I can't see. Hold on. I wasn't going to read it all, but I couldn't help it. I was trying to keep some of it for myself, like a tasty little treat, but I had to. And oh my God, yay! Okay, so the first thing I'm pulling out, guys, is a flag. See, if anybody knows Luke, which I'm sure you do, you know he has flags that sit behind him when he's on Skype. And so he has the Texas flag. He has the San Antonio flag. He has... I believe the Wisconsin flag.
I've got the Wisconsin flag opposite me.
Right. And then there's one more.
I've got the US flag, the Kentucky flag, and the Mexican
Kentucky
flag.
Kentucky and the Mexican. Yeah. And I've always admired his setup. And so in this box, he sent me the UK flag, which is freaking amazing because I've been wanting one for like a minute, and somehow Wonder Twin powers activate and Luke always knows what I want, so he said that for me. Oh, and is this the one for Birmingham, right?
Yep,
the Birmingham flag. So just like San Antonio has their city flag, so does Birmingham, and I get to have both of those too. So I'll be putting those up here shortly in the next day or two, so I can find a really good spot. Probably just the way Luke has it set up, because it's inspired me. And Luke, thank you so much for taking the time to send this to me, for always thinking of me, and for always making me feel just so fucking awesome. I couldn't ask for a better friend, honestly.
It's just one small way I could even try to repay the friendship you've given me. I know I'll never be able to fully repay it, but...
You have, and then some.
Just know I'll never stop trying to repay it.
You know what? Same here.
Even though I know I can't, I'll never stop trying.
Oh, you will. You have, and then some. And then some. I owe you some change, actually. So, you definitely have. It's, you know, the things you do are so considerate. And for me, I'm a big person about time, because time you don't get back. And when somebody gives me a fraction of their lifetime, I definitely and wholeheartedly appreciate it and would never squander it, because that's time that I've stolen and that you can never get back. So anybody, anywhere that's listening, and Luke, of course, you know that I appreciate every moment that you give to me, and I take it sincerely and to heart, and I totally treasure it and appreciate it.
And just quickly to G, I wish I'd thought of that. I wish I'd thought of sending a gift certificate for a free Packers tattoo.
As gift certificate for a free Packers tattoo. I know exactly where I'll put it too. You know that little line right there in your backside? Like right between that. That's where I'd put that. That way, you know, it's close to my home. My heart, I mean. Ah, that's horrible. I am, or what is this? I remember Le was recommended a guy of fortune. What? Oh my God. I was just catching up on the chat. I'm so sorry. I was all, I'm so happy right now. That was so nice. That was such a nice thing. Thank you so much, Luke, my mejor amigo del todo el mundo, forever and ever. I'm so lucky. I'm so goddamn lucky, man. You know, and I'm going to take it serious for a second. My bones may be fucking falling apart, but goddamn it, am I the luckiest motherfucker in the world. I have so many people that care about me. I just hope I return the favor in the slightest. So
you do.
That's fucking fucking love this. Trust See, this me. Is my therapy, man. Fucking need this or I'll go crazy. I'm, you know what I mean? It's my weekly lobotomy. Because the lobotomy removes all the negative thoughts and all this other shit. And then I come out all happy and giddy and touching my box and stuff. I couldn't help that, though. The box jokes, man. I'll be making those the rest of the week. Just letting you know. Mm. Now, moving on from the sentimental. Because I don't want everybody's erection to go down just yet. No, I'm just joking. I have a couple of things that I just thought were the fucking funniest, Luke. Have you... let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you if you've heard this word before. Have you ever heard this word before? Vajazzling?
Unfortunately.
So, I have... Okay. So, I've got two topics of vaginals tonight, unfortunately, that I just thought I had to just talk about. And because they both are actually sparkly in essence, I guess. The vajazzling, I had no idea women were shaving their muffs, and women have a thing called a mons pubis. Anatomy class, everybody, pay attention. That little bone that you feel on your woman's vajayjay is called a mons pubis. Okay? And they like to wax the fucking shit out of that bone. Not me, but the brave souls that do. Will rip the hair out and then finish it off by touching it up with cute little rhinestones of different colors. And they'll put a glue and they'll glue it onto your vajayjay mons pubis. It's like you shave the hair, but you stick something else there. I mean, I get it's not, you know, your pubic hair is not all sparkly and shit. Like, doesn't look like a unicorn, but you know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'd go that far. And honestly, I don't know if I could give up $100 to have somebody stick, to literally bedazzle my vagina.
Yeah.
Why do women...
I've never understood why anyone would do that.
You're lucky you're a boy. Because, oh my Lanta, girls just got it all wrong, man. With all these little fads and stuff like that. Now, sparkly vaginas is one thing. Okay. Coachella. The Coachella. I could see it working at Coachella. I don't think I'd go to the grocery store with them on. I think I'd probably be itching quite a bit. I think I'd probably lose like half the gemstones in a day because I'd be tugging and itching and scratching and picking at it. You know what I mean? I'm horrible. I wouldn't be able to do a vajazzler's. It would bug me too much. I totally waste that $100. But, oh, the high marks covered vajazzling in great detail before. I have got to listen to that one. And I'm telling you, I don't think I feel safe with any kind of stickiness near that area, if that makes sense. I don't know, man. Can you imagine getting a dazzle ripped right off? Like, say you're walking or you sit down and scrip, there goes one of your jewels. Oh, right in the jewels. I'd be like that. I'd be so bad. I'd be there itching. Everybody think I'd have crabs or something. I don't think I could pull it off. Let's just put it that way. Oh, my Lanta. I just saw that. My Lanta. Hashtag oh my Lanta. And the other oops, dropped a Dazzle. It, you know what? Could you imagine if I was walking and little Dazzles were coming out my pant legs as I was walking? I left a trail of Dazzle. But when you got to the pot of gold, there was no Dazzle left. That's horrible. I'm sorry.
I've always had a struggle to decide which of your catchphrases I prefer.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I think I have decided that the best one is probably just a little bit. But, oh, my lantern runs at a very close... a very close second.
I have no idea where it comes from, but it's one of those things that pops up. I don't... You know what I mean? I don't know. I must have been from... But yeah, I get that quite a bit with the My Lance. Everybody just kind of takes a double take, but it's part of my repertoire. But yeah, I could totally see myself losing Bedazzles as I'm walking through the grocery store. Oh, you dropped something. Huh? You don't want to touch that. Wash your hands and sing happy birthday twice.
Or maybe there's some creepos out there that would want to... touch it, smell it, taste it.
Could you imagine somebody following me and putting in their scrapbook? Hey, Sam's going to be shopping again. I'm going to follow her for Bedazzles. I hear she does it every other month. But the other thing that it reminds me of, and oh my God, Luke, are they still selling this? The fad came up in 2017 and it's resurfaced. And you can find it on, and you know what? No, I'm not going to say the places because somebody will sit there and be like, oh, I'm going to buy some. So it's around. But Luke, have you ever contemplated, did you ever wonder or think about how sexy it would be if your partner orgasmed glitter?
What?
It's called the vaginal glitter bomb.
Fuck.
It's a vaginal glitter bomb. Can you fucking, oh my Lanta, it's a vaginal glitter bomb.
I know exactly how I would react to that.
What would that be?
Stand up, go into the bathroom, finish with my hand, get dressed, and walk out.
Dude, this shit, I mean, okay, so they're little capsules, right? And they're filled with glitter and flavor. Flavor and glitter.
Flavor.
I'm flavor. It's supposed to enhance sexual whatevers, right? Now, you put these little capsules and you insert it into your vagina. I don't know really how long before, because I'm sure a capsule needs to dissolve, but... when you supposedly orgasm, then your lady juices flow out in a glitter-filled unicorn sight that probably tastes like cupcakes and vagina. So, one, I don't think... okay, I think I've warned women enough. Stop putting shit in your vaginas.
And just very quickly, thanks, G, for clearing up what episode of the High Marks you covered the jazzling on.
Oh, thank you. Yes, because I've definitely got to go back to that. And it's just so effing weird that you would put this capsule in there and all of a sudden you've got glitter coming out the wazoo and it says, the only
Hola,
disclaimer...
Dave.
Hola, puppy. And it's funny that the only disclaimers they have are, if you're going to do oral sex, don't inhale it because it can activate your asthma because you can, you know, inhale glitter. But, dude, I've put glitter on my face. I'm a girl. I've put glitter on my face before. And if you've ever rubbed your face, they are tiny bits of sharp-ass motherfucking plastic, whether it's round or square or diamond-shaped or whatnot. You're going to rub it. Bitch is going to cut your shit up like Wolverine. So I can only wonder what damage that's going to cause.
I've never even understood why people do that. on the face or whatever. I've never understood it ever, and I never will.
If it gets into your eyes, an ophthalmologist will tell you it will scratch your eyeball.
Hmm.
Can you imagine what it's doing to a tender organ like the penis and the vajayjay? Can you imagine you're just like Freddy Kruegering it up all up inside and, oh, this is so great. Look at it. Oh, it's more red than sparkle, but okay. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, do I need a blood transfusion after that? Because that's kind of scary.
Just imagine how bad it would look if they did that in that 1 week of the month.
You wouldn't be able to tell the difference. You'd be like, oh, I'm just extra heavy this month. You are bleeding to death. You just got your vajayjay Wolverine, okay? Freddy Cougar, the max. So I don't know. I would say, please, ladies, don't. If it's not a dildo from sexablesams.com, and it's not a, just get yourself a high-grade sex toy. It's just as good. You know, don't put nothing in your vajayjays like glitters. Okay.
Jesus Christ, Dave, what's the, as Dirk said, what the fuck is 1 through 3?
What was the first 3?
Yeah, what the fuck is 1 through 3?
I'm telling you, these fads are fucking stupid.
If that's the fourth dumbest thing you've ever heard.
I'm one, right?
Ah, nice.
Ah, gotcha. Ba-dum-bum.
Good one, Dave.
That was good. Brava. Brava. Dave for the win, man.
That's 10 internet points to Dave Sincere.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of sticking stuff where stuff shouldn't go, this reminds me of another article, and I know we're doing okay on time. I think we're good for this next article and then a break, I guess.
Yeah. I'd like to give just a 30 to 60 second thing just before we go into the break, but
right on. Should I save the other one for when we come back, or
it's completely up to you. What do you want to do?
Let me see. We're 53 in. Oh my Lanta, let's see.
Don't forget though, on that 53 you have to take off 15 minutes for the music.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So but let's go with this then, cuz it's in the same categories except a little further down south. Now everybody deals with it, and you will deal with it once in your lifetime at least, probably. And a lot of things that you deal with are too embarrassing to go talk to the doctor about. And I started seeing frozen potatoes trending. Frozen potatoes. Okay? You cut up a fresh potato into large wedge slices, like, you know, you're going to make French fries. You stick them in the freezer and freeze them. You freeze them, Luke. Then you take that potato wedge, right? And you put it in your butt.
Why?
In your butt. For the treatment of hemorrhoids. That's the new miracle cure going around. And they're saying that if you freeze a potato, that it's slightly acidic, which it kind of is, that the acidity helps with the itching and the inflammation, and that the cold frozen potato part helps with the pain.
Was this revealed by Reddit or 4chan?
Actually, I almost want to give it to Gwyneth Paltrow because she's such a nut, but no, it was, no, they're just people. It's an old wives remedy, old wives tale.
Yeah.
Where you got your ticket, you stick it into your butt for 30 seconds at a time for 3 to 5 days.
I've got a feeling that article fits perfectly with what tomorrow is, with tomorrow being April Fool's Day.
I wish this was a joke. I wish I was making light of it, but the first appearance of this actually happened in about 2015, and it's just making its re-debut, I guess. And how big is the potato? It's just you just got to cut them into fry-sized pieces and put them up your bum. Put them up your bum so you can get the what? I'm just saying. I was doing the nookie.
I sort of like how these stories sort of fit into the whole box joke.
Isn't that horrible? I've gone from fucking north to south, so I'm going from the JJ's to the bunghole. I'm telling you, I'm a little off, guys. So, I mean, if my topics of choice, don't reiterate that. Now you know. Sam's a little off tonight. But, dude, and hemorrhoids, really, just eat a lot of fiber, drink plenty of water, stay hydrated, and eventually they'll either relieve themselves, and if they haven't, go see a doctor. There's alternative therapies. But don't stick a potato up your buttocks, you know?
Yeah.
Potatoes aren't for the bunghole. TP is for the bunghole, not potato tots. Potato butt tots. Butt tots.
I almost want to know how many people use the gators for their intended purpose after.
Don't you talk about recycling. That's some motherfucking recycling right motherfucking there. It's like cucumbers, like what it, you know.
Enjoy that image.
Potato soup. You make potato soup out of it. Mashed potatoes. Smashed potatoes. Get it? Potatoes. Okay, that was just me. Nobody in the chat laughed. Okay, I see. I'm just joking. Potatoes. Oh, my Lancer.
Covered in chocolate, yeah, Jay.
Chocolate mashed potatoes. Oh, I just did Sling Blade. Oh, my Lancer. I'm Sling Blade. I like to put them frozen taters up my bum. I'm going to be doing that all night, probably. Oh, sorry, my mouth is so dry. Ice. I just chewed the ice all hard. I'm sorry. Atlanta. The bum is on a van. Oh, yep. Tom Green. What is that right? The chat. Sam's world famous Coco Taters. But taters.
And obviously a huge shout out to everyone who listens on the replay. But if you want to enjoy the chat, you know what you have to do. Come follow the Transcontinental Project on Mixlr.
I know, because y'all are missing out so much. If you don't come into the chat, it's so fun. It's so fun. And when you guys interact, of course, we'll be saying it out loud and on air. And if you've got some, you know, when you're listening and you're chatting, you're a part of the show. You know, we're doing this together is how I see it. So I really appreciate it. Pull the tater out your ass, then plant them. They're great. Hey, that's actually not a bad idea. But tater plants, I could totally get into that. Potato plants. But taters are going to be my new word too. But tater. But taters. No, I'm just playing. I'll figure it out. I'll work it into my repertoire. Listen to the first part when Sam said she pulled the dirt. I'm sorry, dirt. I'm sorry I said that. I pulled the dirt. Ooh. If nobody knew that context, that comment right there would be an Oh My Lanta one.
And how the hell did that comment come from G and not Dave?
He's rubbing off. and G. No, that sounded hard. You know what I meant.
You're slacking, Dave.
But yeah, man. Oh my goodness. Can you? I mean, we just have some. You know, I've got some crazy wives' tales. Growing up being Mexican, you know, I've seen some crazy shit. But never did one of my grandmothers or whatever tell me stick a potato up your butt. You know, that's a new one for me. So I just thought I'd let you guys know, please don't stick potatoes up your buttocks.
Instead, you get stuck with fucking damp string on the forehead and all that shit.
It cures hiccups, Luke. It's a red string that you use. You stick it in your mouth, you roll it around, and you wet it with your saliva. You wet it with your saliva and you put it on the forehead, like where the third eye goes. And okay, I'm gonna have to admit it fucking worked, Luke. Both my kids, every time they had hiccups, you know, I do the red string. And it seemed to go away. Maybe that was me wishful thinking, but that was.
Isn't the placebo effect a wonderful thing?
I'm telling you, man. And somehow Adam and Christopher figured it out. So, and the rubbing when they were colicky for a little bit, and I remember putting the aceite de olive oil with a little bit of baking soda on the tummy and rubbing the tummy. Now, the baking soda doesn't do a damn thing. It's a wives' tale. The olive oil really isn't doing shit either. You could grab some baby oil and rub the tummy and still get the farts out that way. So it's just the rubbing and the soothing and the, you know, and the heat of the oil. It's just Mexican people thought it should be olive oil and baking soda for some fucking reason. You're baking a cake on your baby's stomach. Then you need your baby stomach like it's going to be a loaf of bread with that. But no, but it works. It worked. It's just the reasoning is a little off, but it you know, it is what it is.
Do you want to go into tonight's first break then?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. These Coca-Colas are going through me.
Quickly, just before we do, I'd just like to say I asked Sam if I was able to play a song from this guy tonight, because typically she's the one who chooses the music, but as everyone knows, I'm a huge fan of country music, and over the last couple of weeks country music lost one of its greats.
Yeah.
So I asked if I could play a song by the now late Kenny Rogers, and thankfully she agreed.
I always will. I respect him as an artist, Luke.
It's
a great idea.
So I just wanted to say rest in peace to Kenny Rogers, and please enjoy this song from the legend. And we're back.
Hola, mains. Welcome back to our early edition of TCP.
A huge thank you. This time I pulled a fucking Dirk.
I'm sorry, we're calling it the Dirk. I'm sorry. Sorry. Whoa. That was a little Joker laugh right there. But thank you all for joining us and coming back with us after the break. And, you know, Luke had to pee, like always. I'm just joking. You know it was me.
And thank you, Sam, for allowing me to play that song tonight.
Absolutely, pal.
And a huge hello to Bobby Anthem, who joined us during the break.
Hello, Bobby. Thank you for joining us. You missed a lot of box talk and Buttocks Box Talk. It's going to be good. You should listen back. It has a lot of important tips. Save your box. Let me see. Who's taking the... Stop taking my gimmick. Dirt. Oh, we got a lot of Bobbies in the chat. Bobby!
Bobby!
And Bobby from Mojo. Everybody's doing the Bobby right now in the chat. Mojo's always got to one-up me. He did add a lot more A's to it. Bobby! He's always trying to one-up me. That's good.
Well, he did one-up almost everyone in the list shows the High Marks were doing. So there's that. And yes, emphasis on almost everybody.
Dude, that was so effing fun. Sensible Mojo. That's funny. Just try to take your gimmick. dude, okay, so the games, I missed the first list show that you guys did. But I was able to join the second one. I was, you know what? And I was feeling like super shitty that day. And it was nice to be around everybody having a good time. And just, it was a nice distraction. So I actually got on the board. That was actually amazing. Because the maybe like about two or three rounds, I had absolutely like no answers. I was like, who are the hottest babes in wrestling? Bitch, I'm a girl. No, I know who hot bitches are. Like, I'm totally, I can dig that. I may be bisexual, but I don't know yet. So it was hard, and I didn't get any points on that. Now ask me anything about boars, dick pics, and possibly spaghetti, and I'll win that shit. No, but they got a Stoner Jeopardy coming up, which I saw, and. Oh, wait, I was high. I forgot what I was saying. What? Stoner. Yeah. See, there you go. I'm perfect for Stoner Jeopardy. Perfect. Totally going to ace it. Going to ace this. I'm going to win. What am I winning?
Yeah. She sent out a tweet earlier asking for three people to... asking for three volunteers. I was like, I would offer, but I don't smoke, so.
I saw Dirk's reply too. He goes, yeah. Dirk was in the same boat on that one. But I can't totally hide it, right? I mean, for fuck's sakes, look at my avatar.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, am I afraid of the upcoming competition? Yes, I am. Do I need to strengthen my stone bone? Yes, I do. I'm going to be smoking up a lot to prepare for this. Mm-hmm. A lot.
Your avatar and the latest picture that I did on that pixel app, that color by number pixel app.
Dude, that came out so good. My pixels look like buttholes. I swear to God. Every time I upload a picture, it's like a butthole. And it's my face. No, I'm just joking. It wasn't my face. But it was other stuff. I shouldn't be doing duck lips. That's what that's probably what's duck lips. And that's what pixelates the most. So it looks like a butthole. Mm-hmm. Buttholes. But I'm learning. I'm trying. I wish I was. What is that? So I definitely am looking forward to that. I think I completed like an umbrella on Pixel. No, I lie. I still haven't done the tip yet. And that's not even a joke. It's for real. I haven't done the tip yet.
Well, touch that tip.
I plan to just a little bit. So yeah, no. I that is so fun. And I've been ignoring my Duolingo duties as well.
I I've only lost my streak about twice in that. Today I got it back up to 50 days straight.
Oh, jeez. I've got a 50-day absence streak. Does that count? Not really. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Sam's trying to learn a language just a little bit, but she doesn't take it too serious, just a little bit. Her tongue ain't going to work, right? Just a little bit. I can say ni hao. Ni hao. It says hello. That's it. That's what I got. That's what I got.
Yeah, but just think of the fraction of a fraction of a percent of the people in the world who are actually trilingual.
I wish I could. I've always been one of those that wants to learn, like I'm a scatterbrain. I want to learn how to play the guitar, the piano, then I want to learn how to speak another language. Then I want to learn how to knit. Like, I can't make my mind up. I think I have Sam DHD. I want to do everything, but I don't do it. Un poco. Just a little bit. Mojo, un poco. Un poquito. Solamente un poquito, just a little bit. Solamente un poquito, just a little bit. WD-40. Sorry, I just looked over to the side and I saw some WD-40.
I actually wonder what percentage of the world is monolingual, what percentage of the world is bilingual, what percentage of the world is trilingual, what percentage of the world is multilingual.
I would, you know, that's a damn good question. And it's so funny because the world is a melting pot. Like you go to Canada and you have, you know, Filipino, Chinese, German, all kinds of European. I mean, it's just the borders that I guess, like in France, there's Chinese restaurants opening up all over the place in France. Small Mexican bodegas and stuff like that opening up in Italy. So it's fascinating. People going from Korea to Somalia. I was just following a guy that left Korea for Somalia and opened up a little restaurant and stuff like that there. It's just a melting pot, man. Like everybody just speaks, like here in Texas, man. We're right here by the Mexican border and stuff. You can probably find somebody that speaks Spanish, even if they're...
Like yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Or they're Pakistani, Indian, Korean. You have, and even Chinese. The owner of Sogo, the sushi restaurant I was working for, actually went to Colombia for a little bit, learned Spanish before coming to the States. So he speaks Chinese and he speaks Spanish. So... Yeah, that's pretty cool.
According to ilanguages.org, 40% of the world's population is monolingual. I really want out of that group. 43% of the world is bilingual. 13% of the world is trilingual. 3% of the world is multilingual. And less than 1% of the world are polyglots.
Polyglots.
Five or more.
Show-offs. I thought I was going to be like really slick and cool and try to learn some German because I'm fourth generation German. Yeah, that ain't happening. That's my tongue just doesn't do it.
I don't know what percentage of bilingual people in the world that works for, but I know the percentage of bilingual people on that show that class is for 100%, G.
Oh, okay. I just caught up on that one. All right. All right. Oh, wide awake. Whew. Sorry, Luke. Give me just a second. Bit of a pain.
Pain in the Sorry ass. That, pain but... in the box.
Both. Yeah. I'm still a little rough, guys. So you're going to have to excuse me if I take a pause or I lose concentration. I really do apologize. I'm still a little under the weather, so I'm having a great time. So just to, you know, bear with me, people. I may lose track from time to time. Oh, okay, I got this. That's why, and thank you so much for everybody joining us earlier than normal. That was totally me. I just didn't think I was gonna make it till 9 o'clock. So, or, you know, to start at 9 and stuff. Now I'm jibber-jabbering. Jibber-jabber should be my third language.
If we had, if we went on at normal time, we would have just started.
And I'm about ready to finish. So, it worked out great. I thank everybody for being here and accommodating. What? Dave. Oh, sorry. Dave made me snort. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, I gotta compose myself.
And he's not the only fourth generation Irish in here.
Oh my Lanta. That's what? I did not know that. I learned something tonight. Ooh. Sorry, Luke and I were drinking shit.
While I am mostly English, I do have fourth generation Irish and third generation Scottish and Welsh.
Oh, wow. So you're related to Burbs? He's Welsh.
Sadly not.
That would be cool though, right?
It would, yeah.
Yeah, Burbs is Welsh when you said Welsh. I think he is, at least. He's probably going to say, bugger off, I'm not Welsh.
But he's Welsh. Is,
I'm just saying. He's Welsh, okay.
He's Welsh.
See, I knew that. Sam, may I suggest replacing Oh My Lanta with Oh My Star? Oh My Stars. Oh My Lanta. I'm a mutt too, Dave. I'm Muddy Mutt Skipper, honestly. I've got so much mutt in me. Call me Mutton Chop. Yeah, I don't know what I am, honestly. I think I have goddess race in me. Aztec warrior blood. German blood, the good kind. That was horrible for me to say, but I did. And of course, bean and cheese. Luke. I don't even know. I could be probably more because nobody ever like guesses that I'm Mexican. Everybody's always like, oh, are you Indian or Pakistani? You know, like, I'm not talking Native American, like Indian, like Pakistani.
Like Asian Indian.
Yeah.
Like Asian Indian.
Something like, and then also Greek because of my nose. Are you Greek? I got a little Greek yogurt in me that I had for lunch, but that's about it. But Mojo got my reference, the Muddy Mud Skipper show. Yeah, so I don't know. It'd be nice to find out if I have some Native American and stuff. I don't know. I'm a big old mutt. Got lots of stuff running through me, and I'd like to find out one day. But those tests are nuts. You can do the DNA test, but they're like $1 billion.
Wow.
And everybody go find me a DNA test. And we'll reveal it. We'll reveal it on air. If I'm your overlord, well, there you go.
What else have we got left to do tonight,
then? For the most part, finishing up the bet.
Do we have?
Oh, it'll be super duper easy, but yeah, you got to, because you loused. We were off last week, but the week before that, we did have we did the two lies and a truth, right?
No,
my bad.
The quiz.
Oh, the quiz.
And
that's
how
right.
The fuck is the Missouri River bigger than the Mississippi?
Dude, I was wondering the same thing. And I learned something that day. That's for motherfucking sure. We'll be, even though, like, I feel bad even making you do the bet because I canceled last week and it should have been a draw and we both should be doing it this week. But
no.
But yeah, so
the only exception to the reversal rule is a health cancellation. That is the only exception.
Fair enough. That's pretty much going to be any cancellation that I make is probably going to be health related. So thank you guys for bearing with us and coming back when we do, you know, get back from our tiny little hiatuses. And you know what? Let me just make a quick mention. There may be more just because of my health and stuff. Maybe once in a while we will miss a Tuesday or two where we won't have perfect attendance. But I'm going to tell you that I'm going to give it my all to try to be here, you know, every Tuesday. Because it does help me and it makes me feel better too. So it's not just for you guys. I'm being a little selfish. I want to be back here because I miss y'all too and I need y'all. So so this week, you know, Luke has talked about it on past shows that he can burp on command, which is an amazing feat because I cannot. I wish I could burp on command. I can fart on command. That's about it. No, I'm just joking. Don't put me to it. I can't fart on command. Just joking. I thought I had two ideas, but the one I don't think I can do because my voice is shot. But the second one I want to see, which I'm very intrigued and curious about because Luke can do it on command. How many burps can you pull off on command in a 10-second span?
Are you going to keep count, keep time?
I'm going to keep count. And when I say Bordick, that means stop. So we're going to start, and I want to see how many burps Luke can do on command in the next 10 seconds. Sir, start your engines. Ready, set, go. Time 11 and 10. That's impressive. That's fucking impressive. Does that hurt?
No.
Does it hurt? It doesn't hurt. Because when I push air down, it hurts my boob box. Well, it's under my boobs, but it hurts. So I was like kind of hesitant on doing it. But you fucking rocked it out, yo. What the fuck? Next time you do, you better learn how to do the alphabet for my birthday. No, I'm just joking. Hell yeah. That's my boy right there. Fucking see. Damn it, Luke. I didn't know you could burp that fucking fast on command. I was actually pretty intrigued on how this was going to work out. So I got a lot of questions answered, and that was fucking kudos, goddammit.
Even if it did hurt, who gives a shit after what happened the last time? It took a good 2 or 3 days for my sense of smell to return to normal.
Oh no, I know, that was so horrible. I can't believe I made you stick a finger full of salsa up your nose and hold it there. Oh, yeah. I'm such a witch. I'm a good witch, but I'm still a witch. Yeah. Lute had to hulk up before the last burp. Says G. And I didn't even say Bordick at the end either. Looks, when I say awkward silence, poor dick. Someone better puke. Says Scott. Dude, this is, you're talking to a pro here, though. Like, if he would have told me to do it, I would be puking all over my keyboard right now. And that's not what I want to do all over my keyboard. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Okay. Oh, my stars. Okay. I don't want to ruin my keyboard just a little bit.
What I would be interested to know, and if anyone wants to go back and count this up, feel free. No pressure, but if anyone wants to do it, fine. Is what is our record against each other in these?
Oh my goodness, that is a damn good question. Oh my stars, that is a fucking good question. Now look at that. I got that in my brain now. Fucking G. Malanta. That is a damn good question. We're super competitive with each other, and we've done just about a competition. Golly. Luke, stop. I told you it's over. That was totally me. That's a freaking good question, Luke, for us to find out where we stand season-wise. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, we're doing seasons, by the way. Mm. But, yeah. Oh, that's a good question.
And probably at the end of the season of season 2, have one massive pay-up for whoever has the worst record.
Oh, my God. That would, see. We just get more and more competitive at this point. And oh my gosh, yes, 1,000% to that. And if anybody can figure out what our tally is before we do, and they slide into our BMs about it, or even tweet us at T Continental Pro, and you'll win a special prize. We'll send you a TCP mug. There you go. Fucking TCP mug if you can fucking get it. That way we don't have to do it, Luke. Because it's a lot. And I'm just, wait, did I say that on there? I was whispering to you. They didn't hear it. If I whisper to you, they don't hear it, right? That's how it works?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Okay, I see. So I'm going to whisper to you when I don't want anybody to hear nothing. Hey, Luke, my poor dick itches. See, they didn't hear it. Not one word. See, it works. I told you. Hello, everybody. How are you? Thank you for hanging out with us. We really appreciate it. I'm joking. I'm so. I have TCP gift packages here at the house. Wait, TP packages? Because I need some. No, I'm just joking. I've got plenty of TCPs and TPs for the bungholes. For my bunghole. Touch my bunghole. It's really nice and sweet. No, that's horrible. Why am I even singing that? Jesus. My stars. What am I doing? Singing about bungholes. No, didn't hear that at all.
See, it does work.
Totally. What is it? Oh, okay, let's see. Let's see what G says. You get to carry a bag containing a notepad, a regular pen, a light-up pen, a light bulb full of Skittles, and a pad of post-it notes. Skittles! If anybody wants to get on my good side, Skittles and rum, bitch. You want to get on my good side? You want Sam to work her magic and all her goddess-like abilities in your favor? Skittles and rum. Just a little bit. That's all I'm saying. But the regular Skittles, bitch, don't get me with that new Fandango shit. I like it. Don't get me wrong. I like it. I like me a tropical Skittle from here and there. You know what I mean? But give me some regular Skittles. Give me that hardcore, fucking regular, hardcore tasting Skittles where I could, like, suck them all down till they turn white. That's what she said. Skittles! You can send them at P.O. Box Sexable Sam's Skittlepop at gmail.rock. That stands for crack rock, by the way. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. I don't do coke. I just like the way it smells. Give Sam the rum and I'll take Skittles. I do. I love me some Skittles. Like, really hardcore. Y'all don't even know. Y'all don't even know. Like, if it was safe, I'd put Skittles in the vajay. I'd Skittlefy my vajazzler. You know what I mean? Skittlefy. Let that sink in. Skittlefy my vajazzler. That's how much I love Skittles. Do you understand now how much I love Skittles? I would lick an individual Skittle and stick it to my mom's pubis. Do you understand that? I'm getting emotional, Luke. Stop me. If this is what happens to me when I'm sick, yo. I don't listen back to these shows, so I can only imagine what I sound like when I'm not sick. This is sick, Seb.
With you being sick, though, we weren't able to get on a call through the week to prepare a game.
Yeah.
So I guess we're probably just going to have to fall back onto our...
rock, paper, scissors, bitch! Just a little bit. So we're going to have to do our rock, paper, scissors. That will... Luke, stop. I told you the game's over. The rock, paper, scissors that we're going to do will actually dictate who needs to pay the debt next Tuesday when we come back. And I'm totally hoping at our regular time. I'm so sorry to Dirk. I really did want... Oh, excuse me. I'm trying to burp and talk. Dirk, I really wanted to apologize for coming on early tonight. You know, we all have our slots and we all are very aware of when we go on air as to respect those that support us in the community. And Dirk, I apologize that we had to get on a little early tonight. And the only time we will ever go on early is when I am not feeling well. That is the absolute, probably the finite reason. Luke accommodates me, and I appreciate that every single one of you accommodates us as well and are here with us. And Dirk, I apologize. I'm not going to try to make this like a habit. I'm just sick. And as soon as we're off air, baby, I'm going to go crawl into my covers just a little bit, touch my Skittle box just a little bit. I'm going to hit my sack and then probably go to bed. And I love you, Dirk, though. I love you, Dirk. You know what I mean? Ooh, Starburst. Don't get me started, bitch. Get me fucking started on that shit. But thank you for understanding, Dirk. Please do listen to Dirk when he does come on live. He's fucking amazing. So I just wanted to apologize. It was like irking me. So sorry. I had to just kind of say that. All right, Luke. Let's do some rock, paper, scissors.
Are we going to do first of two, best of three?
Whatever that means, yes. Let me warm up. Let me put my hands into my box really quick. Only Luke understands this because he's looking at the camera. My hands are in my box. I'm warming them up, getting them ready in my box. Flags, you fucking bitches with dirty minds in the gutter. But that too. Okay, look. I'm doing Karate Kid, warming up my hands. Hold on. Oh, that doesn't sound like warming my hands up at all, does it? Oh, you got your isotroners on. Okay. I'm ready, Luke. I'm ready. We're going to be doing rock, paper, scissors, you guys.
Yeah, I just very quickly, I bought a pair of gloves the other day that work for, that have little tips so you can use touchscreen phones. And I only
just a little tip.
And I only realized when they came, it took actually looking at them in person to really think about what a mistake I'd made with the color.
I think it looks good on you. I like that color. Blue. I want to say blue is one of your colors, but one of my favoriteest colors on you is orange. It just complements your skin tone. Orange polos. But then again, you'll probably never be dressed in that again. It was only for your mugshot. But it was a beautiful color on you, is what I'm saying. One of my favorite colors. Orange looks great on you. But so does blue. But not yellow and green. Mm-mm. It doesn't bring out your eyes.
Well, when you said another favorite color, I was scared for a second you were going to say silver.
No, orange looks really good on you. That just brings out your skin. You look radiant in orange. You know, Deosa County orange.
Yeah, let's never talk about that time of my life again.
Sorry. Damn it, with my snorting. I'm turning into a boar right before my own eyes.
Is that a bad thing?
No, it's not. It really isn't. It's my superpower. Orange is the new black. You're right, Dirk. Orange is the new black. Oh, I got that one. That was good. That was good, babe. Oh, Luke's looking at me like, are you fucking serious? I kind of am. I'm just... Okay. Rock, paper, scissors. But those gloves are fucking awesome. There you go. Doesn't that just comp? Look at your eyes. They pop. You got those gorgeous sparkly eyes. So gorgeous. Okay. I've got my fist ready. I'm not gonna fist nothing but my hand. Okay. On the count of three, we shoot. So no. Not one. No. One, two, three, then we do rock, paper, scissors. One, two, three. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
Scissors cuts paper, Sammy's won nothing cup.
Oh, shit. Yeah. The exact shade of orange is called orange.
Yeah, so nice.
That's fucking tasty.
See what you did there, Jay.
I see what you did there. Okay. Concentrate. Okay, ready? One, two, three. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot! Ooh, biatch. Rock touches rock tip, so we're kind of even on that one. All right, let me take a good luck drink.
Let me do the same.
Luke, I told you that game was over. Okay. I can do this. Channel my twin's energy and beat him. Okay, I got it. One, two, three. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Wonder Twin powers activate.
Son of a bitch. Scissors and scissors. It's another...
Scissoring.
Okay. Scissoring. Luke and I just scissored each other. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everybody, for that. But yeah, yeah. All right. Well, shit, where are we at then?
You're still 1-0 up. You need one to win. I need to run the table.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
What the hell has happened? I think Sam has froze.
Did I win? Oh, you froze. No. You froze.
And just very quickly, we are having some technical issues here.
You froze. You froze.
I'm
can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
I've been able to hear you. Uh-huh. I can hear you. But
you froze up there.
You froze too for a second. That was weird. Can you hear me though?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry about that.
And now
oh
you're...
Oh, my God. Our phones just can't... Worse. Luke?
Yeah?
Luke?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, God damn it. Well, you were looking like you were looking up. Yes, you were looking up in the distance like you weren't... You couldn't... I was like, he's looking off into the distance like he can't hear me or see me. Can you see me?
Yes.
Do you see my finger up my nose?
Yes.
Do you see it out of my nose?
Yes.
Do you see it in my nose?
Yes.
Do you see it going in and out of my nose?
Yes.
Okay, great. Then we're good. Skype solved. You like that? That's how we test shit around here, bitches. You should have seen my finger was moving fast. Okay. I just lost my train of thought. Meow, 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 meow.
We were doing rock, paper, scissors. You were 1-0 up.
Okay, here we go. 1-0 up. Okay. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot! Son of a bitch!
These goddamn Wonder Twin powers.
This is gonna be a long night, Luke. It's gonna be a long night, baby. Let me light myself something, honey. Alright. Do this. 1, 2, 3. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
Oh, Jesus Christ, it's happened again.
Son of a bitch. We both shot paper. Son of a fucking bitch. Look at that. We've got a play-by-play by Gee Whiz. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot, burp. Dang it. That's about right. Okay. Let's do it again. We got this, everybody. Everybody, I need you to touch tips and send us some fucking power. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch!
It's still 1-0.
Son of a bitch! Son of a bitch!
Both paper again. Jesus
God
Christ.
Damn it. Okay. Let me reach into my vajazzle. I can do this. Okay. Vajazzle be with me. Vajazzle be strong. Vajazzle, we're going to win. Okay, let's do this. Vajazzle gods, watch over me. Okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Rock. Paper. Scissors. Shoot.
Paper covers rock. Now it's 1-1. Next one wins.
Jesus, it's like a soccer game. Go. Okay.
And it's the two of us differing is about as rare as goals in soccer.
Exactly. Hashtag Wonder Twins powers, actually. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Son of a bitch. Oh, my stars.
Rock crushes scissors. The comeback is complete.
Son of a bitch. These two tie more than David Carradine. you motherfucker. Okay. Wait a minute. I just lost.
Yeah. 2-1.
Everybody, I just lost. Go fondle me a win. No, I lost. Fair and square, man. I fucking lost, dude.
You've won the last two. Calm the fuck down.
I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me? I love that song. Meow, 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 meow. Luke is the winner, baby. Now
for
I
once.
Have to pay back.
For once.
I'm going to laugh. Let me see. Don't call it a comeback, Luke. Don't call it a comeback. Luke's been here for years.
The only thing I'm happy about is that in the big ones, I'm still 1-0 up, and we will come back together at some point, I'm sure.
That's so true. Luke's mama gonna say, knock Sam out. Luke's mama said, knock Sam out. I like that one.
We are definitely coming back to that one at some point, trust me.
It's gonna be tasty.
For me. I'm not letting that one slip.
No, it's too good. Oh, fuck, it's so good. And it's going to fucking happen so hard. Luke, I am a master of the big ones. What am I reading? Sorry, I was laughing and then I went to read something and it... Oh, my stars. I am a master of the big ones. That's my line. where are we at, my love?
I guess with that, there's only one thing left.
Oh, you're absolutely right. The closing and ours weekly Spanish lesson. And it pertains to tonight, as of course. I try to make it relevant, unless it's a last minute and it totally doesn't make sense. But for tonight, it's relevant. And I'm going to say the Spanish myself, sentence myself, and it goes, mi mejor amiga tiene una caja. Mi mejor amiga tiene una caja. Luke, would you kindly repeat that?
I get me most of that.
Oh, I know you do. This is a comeback to what you've learned already, plus a little bit more that you don't.
There's literally one word in there that I don't.
Caja.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it. So let's start with mi mejor amiga.
Mi mejor amiga.
Tiene.
Una caja.
Oh, that's so perfect. Look at you, Spanish dude. Okay. Una vez más. One more time. Mi mejor amiga.
Mi mejor amiga tiene una caja.
Perfecto, estudiante. And what does that mean in English?
When you first sent it through, I immediately recognized it as my best friend has a blank. Do you want to
And
tell?
now the una caja So what would the
My best friend has a box.
Yeah, your best friend has a box. That made me all giggly, sorry. I am the but I thought that was very appropriate for tonight's Spanish lesson. Everybody has been absolutely amazing. Thank you everybody for participating in the chat and just making me feel so much better for being here. I really appreciate you guys having a tough time. So thank you so much. I love you guys so hard. And it was because of my best friend that I had the strength to come on here tonight. Thank you, mejor amigo. Muchísimas gracias. It
De
was
nada.
definitely gracias. And it was definitely what I needed. Definitely what I needed. So, I guess that's it. Let's close this shit out, Luke. You've got those magic motherfucking words.
And until next week, TCP out.